welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're going to have our dear friend on with us here, Elo Jones, who heads up the wonderful, very important organization, FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, here in just a minute. I want to say that Ben in Florida, let's wrap up the last hour real quick here by getting Ben on in Florida. And Ben, could you go right ahead, and we will then we'll bring on our guest. Go right ahead, Ben.
You hear me? Thanks for having me on.
Okay, brother.
Would you concur with me that the Texas State Troopers are a very, very revered police organization?
Well, they used to be, anyway.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Waco. Who was that general down in Texas in charge of that military post that unleashed the tanks against Waco?
My goodness, Ben, I don't remember anymore.
He ran for president, yeah.
No.
He ran for president.
Okay. All right.
And he also led the bombing campaigns of the mad bomber Clinton.
Yes. Okay.
He was in charge of the Air Force.
All
right, but the general, all I remember, his name started with W.
Uh-huh.
All right. Help me with this. The Texas Rangers absolved Koresh by their investigation of any abuse of children.
That's true. Yeah.
True. Okay.
True.
Now, this general down in Texas in charge of that military compound gave the order, he unleashed the tanks from there against Waco.
Yes.
Okay. And Koresh was desperately trying, I believe, to contact the Texas Rangers, but they were blocking him from contacting anyone.
Yes, true.
Now,
true.
Another further thing, the illegal order is, who in heck was professionally steering those tanks to put in that gas, breaking in with the they had to know what they were doing.
They were experts
driving those
That's
tanks.
Right.
They were an FBI
military expert. That's right.
And
military personnel.
What I saw was watching it. I believe we shot first.
Well,
if anybody's supposed to defend themselves. And then unleashing a gas that burnt them down. Now, this general was the same one, I believe, that ran for president. And he was famous for saying, and I never put it together, he was the same general. War should be the last recourse or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it verbatim.
Yeah. Okay, Ben.
Now,
well, listen,
anybody filed that order, or him giving the order, he should have been standing up against the post and shot.
Well, I can't agree with you more. Our police and military association had a lot of trouble with that. We know, of course, that that it was all a political situation because the ATF was up in the next 2 weeks to go before Congress for a raise in their budget, and so this was all a political media situation. Okay, Ben, thanks for calling in, brother. Hope you'll call back again sometime. Okay, all right, we'll be back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Elo Jones on with us from FIJA. Be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're just delighted to have Elo Jones on with us, Executive Director of the Fully Informed Jury Association and the American Jury Institute. Folks, this organization is so important to us today because it is the only organization in the nation we're aware of here at our two police and military associations that is fully dedicated to trying to inform the American people of their powers and duties when they go into a courtroom. And it is astounding today, for many, many decades, our police officers, including this old cop myself, have been in courtrooms and watched the judge and the prosecutor secretly and covertly using about 16 to 18 techniques to manipulate the minds of the jury without them knowing it, psychologically manipulating their mind by withholding evidence, withholding witnesses, intimidating the defense attorney in front, you know, and chastising the defense attorney in front of the jury, showing the judge's bias to the defense attorney, and all different techniques to manipulate the mind of the jury to decide what the judge and the prosecutor want them to decide. And so Elo Jones and her wonderful organization is fighting for every single American out there, and they're fighting in that second box we talk about, the jury box, okay? The founders only gave us the three boxes, the voting box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. And if we lose the first two, none of us want to see us have to go to the final box, and that's the cartridge box, to retain our freedoms in America from these despots that are trying so hard to take away our powers and duties as jurors. And so, Elo, we're so happy to have you with us, my dear. And
thank you
for all the good work you folks do up there for all Americans.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you today. It's cold here in Montana today.
Is it cold?
It
yeah.
is, and we're expecting snow. We're happy about that. Before we start visiting, would it be all right if I gave our website and phone number just
Please
so people
do.
Can
yeah.
get this right away?
Please
our
do.
Web, our website is www.fija, for Fully Informed Jury Association, fija.org. And I'll give that again later.
Okay.
Our telephone number for free information is 1-800-TELJURY. That's TEL with one L, TELJURY. In numbers, it's 1-800-835-5879. Call that number. We will send you by first-class mail a free information packet, which we hope you will read and then share with everyone you know.
Everyone you know. That's so important, Elo. Give that phone number out one more time, would you?
1-800-835-5879.
Okay. You know, it was amazing. It was just absolutely amazing, and it shows how important your organization is, Elo, to all Americans. When we have 12 jurors that went into that jury deliberation room, and Carol Asher and three other jurors knew that the government hadn't presented any evidence at all against this young Indian boy, and yet eight of those jurors voted the way the judge and the prosecutor did without any evidence to convict him. And they voted to convict the kid, eight out of 12. I mean, it's absolutely astounding that they didn't need any evidence. One of the jurors got on the witness stand and says, well, I have to believe the police officers, you know. Well, it would be nice if they had evidence, too, wouldn't it, Elo?
It would be wonderful if they had evidence. I want to back up a minute and talk a little bit about what it means to have jury authority and the power of the jury, because I was listening in earlier, and you had a fellow on, I believe he was from Florida, talking about the Waco case.
Yes.
After the horrible tragedy at Waco, which our government perpetrated on private innocent citizens, Fiji became involved in the trials of the survivors because, you know, they were charged.
That's right.
By the government. And we were involved with that. And we tried to get information out to everybody we thought might serve on the jury. And to some extent, we were effective, but not effective enough.
Uh-huh.
Because the jury came back and thought, well, we're not going to find them guilty on any of the serious charges, so they'll probably just get probation or a slap on the wrist.
Yes, right.
We'll just find them guilty of these minor charges, and the judge will let them go.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
the judge did not let them go. The judge imposed incredible maximum sentences on these people.
Incredible.
The jurors came out afterwards crying and saying, we had no idea the judge would do this. These people have been through enough.
Yeah,
so,
40 years. Wasn't it 40 years he gave each of these people?
Yes, for minor, silly things that weren't even true. But the jury, again, was trying to follow the judge's instructions. They were listening to the other government employees, and I want to say that again.
They were
listening to other government employees, all of whom had a vested interest in protecting their paycheck, the government's power, and for covering up anything that might have happened at Waco that they didn't want us to know about, which these people might have been able to tell us.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I want to talk about that because it's important that people understand they have not only the authority, but they have a duty to the defendant. And this is the main point. Jurors have a duty to the defendant to presume that that defendant is innocent of any charges, unless those charges are proven beyond any doubt at all by the prosecution.
That's
and we
right.
were talking about the Carol Asher case where jurors just said, well, I believe the police. They really didn't have any evidence, but that was okay because I believe the police. No, that's not what we're supposed to do when we serve on a jury. We must believe that person is absolutely innocent of doing any wrong thing.
That's right.
Unless the police show us and the prosecution shows us beyond any doubt at all. And that would mean, wouldn't it, with material evidence, not
That's
just circumstantial
right.
evidence. with material evidence, with eyewitnesses who are not rent-a-snitches, by the way, and we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have
about that.
Yes, and we don't have law officers who are supposed to be peace officers. We don't have these chaps up there, or women, I should not say just chaps, but we don't have law officers up on the stand doing what we call testifying.
Testifying, very
good. Testifying, yes.
Yes, I've seen a lot of that in my law enforcement career. Yeah.
We have lost sight, our justice system has lost sight of the fact that they are there to do justice, not to convict people.
Yes.
And we, as private citizens and as sovereign citizens who become jurors, have forgotten the fact that we have a justice system there which is supposed to render justice, not build a reputation on convicting people.
Very important.
Very important.
It is incredible that it is so easy for us to save our country, Elo, when you really look at what the Founding Fathers gave us, and of course God gave us our freedom. Constitution and Bill of Rights didn't give us any freedom. They're just, some of them are delineated in there, but it is so easy for us to save our freedoms if we would just do what the Founding Fathers set up for us to do, and that's serve on a jury, but have the knowledge and of your powers and duties. And your position in that court is as kings and queens of the courtroom, and the judge who wants to be the god and king of the courtroom, and many times they tell you that, is supposed to just be a unbiased referee in there, is what that person is supposed to be. And so it is so easy to save our freedoms, Elo, but people need to get the information that you have out in the hands of our fellow Americans. Because we've been taught over the years that when we go into courtroom, we're actually going before a deity, and we have to bow and scrape and do what that deity tells us to do. And, of course, this is not true, is it?
Not at all. And another unfortunate misconception that I hear a lot from fairly good scholars is they say, but when you serve on a jury and you take an oath, you are an officer of the court. And you must abide by what the judge tells you and, you know, and be obedient. That is not true. Jurors are not officers of the court. Jurors are there as sovereign citizens to protect, again, to protect the rights of another sovereign citizen who has been placed on trial.
That's right, yeah.
And that's why we have juries, because the judge could decide guilt or innocence. You know, a computer could do that. But we have 12 jurors, each of whom has a conscience, one of our other gifts from God besides
very
all of our
important
human rights,
yes. Uh-huh.
Which they must consult. Their individual conscience, not with the other people on the jury, but they must look into their own heart and soul and decide for themselves as a human being if they were charged with the action that this person has been charged with, or if their son or daughter were charged with this action. Would they consider it a crime? Because remember, a crime is an action in which there is a human victim who has suffered harm or wrongdoing or loss.
That's right, yes. And today we have so many crimes that the government creates on violating rules of the government. And there is no victim.
No. And if there's no victim, these people aren't dangerous to society. These people aren't a threat to my safety or yours. So why is the government trying to lock them up? And we could talk about that for an hour.
But I hope people
will go in when they serve on the jury. Please go in and keep that in mind. What has this person done to harm another human being that would require that this person be locked away out of society to keep society safe?
Yeah, very, very important point.
So first of all, remember that they're innocent until proven guilty. Absolutely proven guilty. And if they aren't a danger to society, you should not find them guilty. Just say no.
Amen. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. This is going to be a very important broadcast here on your rights and powers. So I hope you'll get a pencil and paper. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
For years and years, the tyrant in government that has tried to take over the powers of the sovereign people of America has hated the jury situation where the people had the right and the power to decide the outcome of jury trials. Just as in the informed juries of the early 1850s, you remember they refused to convict runaway slaves that the government was always trying to send back into slavery. Well, we must vote against the government at times when serving on a jury today, because the government many times tries to do this. I have friends in prison. I'm sure Elo has friends in prison, like we talk about Richard Taus, the wonderful FBI agent that was continuing to try to bring to justice the CIA and the international crime family, the Bush crime family, and the mafia for working together during the 80s to bring drugs into the United States. He had all the evidence. He had two witnesses, and the FBI superiors kept telling him, leave it alone, drop it. And he refused to do it, and he's been in jail for 15 years now because they trumped up charges on him that were not true at all. And the judge refused him to bring in his evidence that could have proved him innocent, and they railroaded him into jail. Now, they had a jury there, but the jury didn't know their powers and duties. And the judge withheld witnesses, withheld evidence, and so it's going on today, folks. And so it's critical at this time that we're going into this despotism in America, this martial law scenario in America, where we're losing our freedoms, that we know our duties and powers as jurors. Elo, so good to have you on, my dear. Just continue where you left off.
Thank you, Jack. There's so much I want to share with all of our friends who are listening today. But again, I think I ended by saying just say no. And I want to tell you why. We are all humans, and as humans, we make mistakes, and we all know that. Judges make mistakes. Police officers make mistakes. Prosecutors make mistakes. Witnesses make mistakes.
True.
It is better to set someone free, refuse to convict them, set them free. It's better to turn loose 10 people who may be guilty of doing something not harmful to other people, but they may be guilty, than to send one innocent person to prison. And these days, folks, we have so many innocent people in prison.
True, very true. I want to
point out that two problems that we have right now with our justice, or as we say sometimes, our injustice system, we have two problems. We have ambitious prosecutors who are building political careers on pushing through prosecutions that are erroneous and in many cases absolutely false, so they can build their conviction record. Let's not let them persuade us that they're doing something for our benefit, because they are not. Tomorrow it could be your cousin or your brother.
Or yourself, yes.
Or yourself. And the next problem, and we don't think that it will be us, but it could be us, folks, these days. They've passed the Patriot Act. I'm sure I'm doing something against the law right now, and I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, both of us, sister, by speaking out against this international crime family and syndicate that control our government today, I'm sure they could find some law you and I are violating right now.
I'm sure. I say these days that we're all outlaws, and we can't help it because we don't know how to not be. That doesn't mean that we're not good citizens, because I believe we're all good citizens, and we abide by all the laws that we know about and that are reasonable. The other unfortunate thing that happens besides ambitious prosecutors is that these days, judges who also are ambitious, and remember, all these people are government employees. Remember that when you're in that courtroom.
That's right.
Judges refuse to let the defense present evidence. They will rule that it's not relevant, and they refuse to let the defense present evidence that would show that they're not guilty.
That's true. Yes,
and
all the time.
And that happens all the time now. Thank you, Jack. It does, doesn't it? It's just the saddest thing. Or they will admit evidence that was maybe planted or was obtained unlawfully by the police without a search warrant in all kinds of circumstances. So these days, when you go into the courtroom, you can no longer look to that person sitting up there on the bench as someone who is unbiased and there to truly see that justice is being dispensed. And I'm not saying there aren't some good judges. There are some wonderful judges.
That's very true, yeah.
But you need to go in, when you serve on the jury, I want you to be as cynical as you possibly can be. And again, look to see if there is a human person who has been harmed in any way. If the action that was committed, now you notice I didn't say crime, if the action that was committed by the defendant caused harm to another human being. If it did not, I hope that you will have the courage to say in the jury room, and this is all I want you to say, I'm sorry, I don't believe there was enough evidence to convict, I have to vote not guilty.
Yeah.
Please do not get into a big discussion, because if you try to tell other jurors in the jury room what their true rights are and that you perhaps answer to a higher power than the judge, you could have a lot of problems, and it can cost you a lot of money. And we've just all been through that together.
Yeah.
With a case in Idaho, and I want us to talk about that as well. But I want you to remember these things and be really skeptical. All those people on the prosecutorial side get paychecks from the government.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The judge sometimes does not let the defense present evidence that would prove their innocence. And that unless there is a human victim, there is no crime.
Very good. Very good. Elo, we'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break, folks. And listen, I pray you'll get a pencil and paper. We're going to give you out that information on FIJA so you can get a free packet of information to share. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we want to thank Elo Jones for being here from Fiji. And I just want to say, Elo, you bring up a very important part, victimless crimes. But I also want to say that there are other unconstitutional laws passed that the juror needs to look into while they're serving on a jury, and that is laws passed by an activist judicial system, and that's judges passing laws in case law, or the executive branch and their executive orders, which is totally unconstitutional, or worse yet, by these rules, by these appointed commissions such as OSHA, BATF, EPA, IRS, FBI, and any of the other of the rest of the alphabet soup agencies, even down to your local planning and zoning commissions at county level, these are usurped powers many times. And so the jury has a right to look at where this law came from.
Yes.
And also to look to see if there's a victim. Isn't that right, Elo?
That's correct. And in most of those cases, you will not find another human victim, by the way.
You will only find
an irate municipal authority, state or federal authority or person or agency, as you said, one of the alphabet soup agencies. You won't find a victim. We're not telling people to walk around free on the streets, violent criminals who harm other humans. Of course not. We have prisons for a reason, and that's to lock up people who are dangerous to society and dangerous to other people. They need to be locked away. If they're going around killing people or harming people, we need to get them off the streets. That's why we have peace officers and a system to do that. Most of the people in our prisons today never harmed anyone.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Yeah.
And most of them, and I want to talk about this for a moment, most of them are there because when they were defendants, they were afraid to trust a jury, and often they were talked into a plea bargain. Some of them were innocent, but they were so afraid of the system because they know what it does these days and how unfair it is.
Uh-huh.
But they
yeah.
pled out to some minor charge anyway, so their family would still have a house. And because they were afraid that if they went in with whatever the maximum charges were, no one would ever see them again.
That's right. And knowing how the people know today that the judiciary and the judicial system is so corrupt that they can railroad you into jail if they decide they want you in there with no evidence, just like
yeah.
this little Indian boy. There was no evidence, but they were going to send him to prison anyway because they believed the police.
I want to talk a minute about sometimes in the proud history of juries in this country, when juries have done us proud, and remember that you are following in their footsteps. And we could go all the way back to the William Penn case, of course, but that was in England, and even though that's an important
yeah.
one, and if you get our literature, and I should stop and interrupt myself right now and give out those phone numbers
Please
again.
Do, before we forget, yes. People
yes.
are ready, they're ready with pen and paper, and let's give it out
yes.
again.
Get something to write with, write this down. Please call our toll-free number for a free package of information. That number is, I'm just going to give you the numbers this time, 1-800-835-5879. The easy way to remember it, however, is 1-800-TEL, tell with one L, TELJURY. Our website, where you'll find a lot of important information, and you can also order our information packet from the website, is www.fija.org. Please get in touch with us. Please read this information. Share it with as many people as you can. If you have a Boy Scout troop, if you belong to the PTA, if you have a church group you belong to, whatever you, I don't care if you're in a shooting club or you have a golf group, everybody you know should be touched with this information. Make sure they understand how important it is today with what's going on in this country.
Yes,
we
dear.
Now have yes. more prisoners, more people in prison in this country per capita than any other country in the world. And we don't have a crime wave.
No, we do not. It's a crime wave, it seems like, to our police and military association here with the tyranny of the various government administrations that are railroading people into prisons that they don't like and
yes.
that are causing them trouble. And the exciting thing, Elo, is if people will order your information, everybody that reads it will understand that we can stop tyranny flat as jurors. And if you refuse to send people to prison that the government doesn't like, or that is standing up and speaking out against the government despotism and tyranny that's coming, then tyranny cannot be enforced if people knew their powers and duties as jurors, can it, Elo?
Correct. And here's some, I was going to tell you about our proud history of juries in this country before I interrupted myself. During the whiskey, right after the Whiskey Rebellion, when the government wanted to try all of the corn growers in Pennsylvania specifically, who refused to pay tax on their corn liquor, and they were making corn liquor because it was a lot easier to haul that to market, by the way, than corn on the cob. And President Washington saw a way to get some taxes to help pay off the national debt, so he wanted to put this special tax on these farmers, and they were very upset about it. After the Whiskey Rebellion was put down, and it wasn't much of a rebellion, but the government was pretty upset anyway, they tried to enforce it, and they tried to take the farmers to court. The juries in that day understood their rights, and they understood a taxation without equal representation. They understood that.
Yes.
They refused to convict a single those farmers. Isn't that something? That was in 1794.
That's amazing.
And, Jack, you talked about the Fugitive Slave Act. There was a time when our government tried to control what we could put into our bodies, when that was Prohibition, and everybody remembers the Alcohol Prohibition Act, which was passed by Congress. But it was silly. People need to teach their children not to drink. The government, that's not the government's job. So there were so many people brought in for trials for selling bootleg whiskey or Canadian whiskey, which a lot of it came in across the borders in northern Montana, not too far from where I live.
I see.
And probably Idaho, where you are too, northern Idaho.
Probably so.
They refused to convict those fellows because they thought the law was silly. They just thought it was downright silly, and they refused to convict. What happens? Let me tell you an incredible thing that happens, an incredible power we have. When we refuse to convict people because the laws are unconstitutional, because there is no victim, when we consistently, when juries consistently refuse to convict people for those laws, those abusive, tyrannical laws, government goes back and changes the law. Why? Because they have found out they can't enforce it on the people they are supposed to be there helping. Government, remember, is to protect our rights. And so when they try to infringe upon it, if we send a no back saying, we're not convicting people for this silly thing, the government will have to repeal the law. They'll have to change it. And they have, consistently, by the way.
Right.
That has happened so many times. And here's how important it is for you to serve on a jury. And also, please tell your friends. Make sure that you are registered or whatever you need to do so that you can serve on a jury in your community. And I want you all to run to jury duty. If your neighbor's house was burning down, you'd run across the street with your bucket or your hose, whatever you could have, and you would help put out that fire. You wouldn't give it a second thought. You wouldn't say, well, I may miss a day of work. They aren't giving me any travel allocation. Who's paying for my lunch? My gosh.
Yeah.
You would run. You would run to help save that man's house, that family's house.
Good point. Good point, yes.
When someone is on trial, and these days this is most of the trials, people don't even go to trial these days unless they're pretty well convinced that they're innocent and they believe they can prove it in court in spite of judges not letting the evidence in them and in spite of testifying and everything else that goes on. People, when they're, if you see a defendant in court and they ask for a jury trial and you're sitting on their jury, the odds are that they are probably innocent. Now, I'm not saying they are all the time, and you have to pay attention. But if that person is on trial and you find them guilty without thinking about it, or you don't want to serve on a jury because it's going to cost you a day off from work or, you know, whatever reason, it's you're going to miss your coworker's birthday party or they're not giving you any mileage to go there or it just seems like an inconvenience, there's another human being whose life may be destroyed by the government if you're not there to protect that person. And someday it could be your life being destroyed by the government. And you want jurors there who understand why they're supposed to be on a jury and what their primary duty, their primary traditional historic duty is,
yes,
is to protect the rights of the defendant.
And we should tell them, too, Eloy, that the judge, this man that sits up there or woman that sits up there in that black dress and acts like that they're the king or the god of the courtroom, which many of them will tell you that, that person is to serve as an unbiased resource for the jury, and they're not. They're government agents. And they're there to answer questions on the law and as an unbiased referee on points of contention for the jury, to serve you as the jury. They're not supposed to be your master and your and the deity in the courtroom that you bow and scrape to. And so go right ahead, Elo.
Oh, no, that was an excellent point. But you can see why it's so important that we all share this information with as many people, teach everyone, with as many people as you can. And here's why. In the climate of today's justice system and with what's going on in this country, the people you teach could be sitting on your jury while you're a defendant.
Absolutely.
In the near future. And you want them to understand why they are there and what they're supposed to do. Unless they're guilty beyond reasonable doubt, don't convict. Unless there's a human victim who has been harmed, injured, hurt, killed, something like that, then there's no crime. They don't belong in prison. Prison is for criminals who are dangerous to society and other people. I can't make that point enough, and I'm just so I keep saying it because it's so important. Jack, I want to talk a little while about Carol Asher's case, but I have to tell you that the article I wrote, which was in the Idaho Observer and has been picked up by the Internet and has gone all over, has created a firestorm internationally.
Well, good. I'm very, very pleased, Elo.
We're getting emails and calls from Canada, Great Britain, Australia, South America, Sweden, from around the United States, people who have picked this up on one of the Liberty sites and read about it. They have been getting in touch with us and saying, what can we do to help? But, folks, we don't want jurors to end up the way Carol did. Carol had, and I have to say I'm cynical, the only people who won in this in her case were the attorneys.
I know it. My goodness.
Because they charged her a lot of money, and Carol didn't do anything wrong. She never should have been on trial, and the state hasn't offered to reimburse her for her legal expenses, by the way.
Well, and we ought to talk about how to get that done, because I think it's horrendous that this woman has been destroyed financially now.
Yes.
For something she didn't do wrong.
No, she didn't know anything about the case when she took the oath. She took the oath in good faith. She truly listened to the evidence. The thing that she did wrong, according to the government employees, according to the government agents, was that she wanted to use her own mind to think, and she wanted to use her own conscience to consult on whether there was actually a crime committed or not. And, in fact, if there was a crime, had this person done it beyond a reasonable doubt? She didn't necessarily want to check her thinking mind and her conscience at the door when she came into the courtroom. And that's why I think she was prosecuted, because she wanted to continue to be a free, thinking, sovereign human being.
And that's scary to this despotism that's coming upon the land. A free-thinking individual is the scariest person out there to these people.
That's true. It is. Yes. We have to remember, and I know we all know this, but I think it bears repeating very often and almost every minute of our lives we should be thinking about this. All of our human rights came before our government.
Very true.
We designed our government to protect our rights. When it violates our rights, we must correct the erroneous actions and the misconceptions of our government any way we can. Jack, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been happening in your community as a result of this case? Have you seen a big upswing in people's jury awareness?
Oh, yes, yes. It's been wonderful. Matter of fact, I tell you what, I began to see, Elo, immediately after they charged Carol Asher with this felony crime for deliberating and voting in the jury room, that these despotic figures in the local establishment here, the state establishment and the federal establishment that want to take away the powers and duties of the jury, they were losing immediately because I was able to get on the air. You were able to get on the air and on the email and get out letters on the web. And I was on a number of radio stations that were reaching millions and millions of people talking about this case. And the enemies of God and liberty that were behind charging Carol Asher immediately began to lose because the people began to hear the truth. And if they hadn't given us the bully pulpit, in this case, those millions of people today and locally here too in this area would not now know their powers and duties as a juror.
That's true. Yes. And I want to encourage people to hook into things on the Internet. I was on an interview a few days ago with Aaron Zellman, whom some of you may recognize.
Oh, yes. Very, very good friend.
Right. Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership.
Yeah.
And a wonderful, wonderful, kind person. And Don Doig, who's one of the co-founders of FIJA, and I were on doing an interview the other day, and Don brought up a very good point. We have the Internet now, and government has not figured out how to control it.
They're trying, though.
They have lost control of the flow of information in the world. And we all need to take advantage of that and share our ideas and share our news. And again, I want to give you our website is www.fija.org. In about a month or a month and a half, we're going to have an online active forum, real-time forum on that website. And we hope that all of you will come there and post questions and exchange information and use that forum to keep in touch with each other and let each other know what's going on. And we will have that site mirrored in at least two other places, just in case.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Okay, folks, we're coming up on our last break here. So if you didn't get your pencils and papers before, you have a duty now to learn what your powers and duties are before you go before a court to help out a fellow American that may very well not be guilty of any crime. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Here real quick, because I want to ask Elo a last question, and we have Don on in Ohio, but very quickly, if you can, Elo, you're going into jury selection, the judge lies to you, makes you raise your right hand, and tells you you have to uphold the law as he tells you to, or she tells you to. You know that's a lie, but you're not a liar, and you've got to take this oath. What do you do? You know you're going to get thrown off if you say, no, judge, I believe I have the right. What do you do, Elo?
Well, if you don't mind getting thrown off and tainting the whole jury pool and maybe getting them all excused, you could say at that point, Judge, it was my understanding that I have the right as a juror to vote my conscience in rendering a verdict and consult my conscience as a private sovereign citizen of this state or country, wherever you're serving. And I've read this in literature from FIJA. Is that true or not? At that point, and you can be very respectful.
Yeah.
People, everybody in the room now knows about FIJA. They have the idea in their heads, and they may dismiss you and the whole jury pool, but at least you've left, people are leaving with a question.
Right.
The other thing I tell people is if you really want to serve on a jury and maybe save someone's life, and it's very important these days, then think about it this way. If you were in your home and a Nazi came to your door, pounding on your door, and said, "Are you hiding any Jews?" And you were hiding some Jews in your attic, would you tell the Nazi that you were hiding some Jews in your attic?
Very good point. Good point. Yeah.
If we lived in a society, if we lived under a government that we could trust and we knew it wasn't, in some cases, practicing tyranny, we could be truthful, couldn't we?
We certainly could. Yes,
but we have
ELO
to protect each other.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, that if people will just pull out the Holy Bible and read about Rahab the harlot and the Hebrew midwives and many others that lied to their official government, and God blessed them for doing that. And it is a shame, and it is against what Christians have been taught, that we shouldn't lie, but why did God bless those that lied to official government to save the lives of people? And so that's the situation we have today. We have despots making us take an oath to go along with something that's not true. And if we don't, we get thrown off and we won't serve on the jury. Well, let's go real quick, Elo, to Don in Ohio. Don, I wanted to get you in here real quick. We don't have much time.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to try to get a word out on a chat room I put up for listeners of RBN. That since RBN had taken their chat room down, if you go to Yahoo Groups and look up After the Claps, you can go there and chat about the programs that are on RBN if you'd like to, or anything else you want to talk about.
Okay, thank you for that. We're going to try to give a few minutes now to Elo to close out the program. Thanks, Don. Call back again. Elo, go right ahead, will you? We've
thank
got about
you.
A minute. About a minute.
Please,
left.
Please, everyone. Consult with everyone you know if you think you might ever be a juror, a defendant, and if you want to be a good citizen, let them know their authority when they serve on a jury. Try to get on a jury. We need you on the juries. Call our 1-800-835-5879 number for free information. Visit our website at www.fija.org. Please share this information with as many people as you can. They may be your jury. If you know someone who's going up for trial, encourage that person, if they're the defendant, to ask for a jury trial. We're happy to help with educational campaigns to educate juries in areas where there are cases, and we know the defendant needs our help.
Thank you so much, Elo.
The
Lord bless you, and tell everybody there we love them for what they're doing for all America. We need you very badly, and I hope people will call you and get on your website and bless all of us with your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, folks, that's it for this week, and we'll be back with you next week, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.